Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for April 13 to the 30th, for April 13 to the 19th, 2013. The resignation of the Palestinian Prime Minister created reactions in the Palestinian Authority. In the meantime, Israeli military continue to attack Palestinian communities. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized at a number of West Bank communities on Friday. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the story.
Anti-war and settlements protests were organized this week in the villages of Hanabi Saleh, Bil'in, Na'lin, as well as Al-Ma'sara village in southern West Bank and the northern West Bank village of Kfar Qaddoum. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked villagers and their supporters at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin and Hanabi Saleh. In Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and chemical water on protesters. However, at the nearby village of Hanabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the unarmed protesters at the village entrance, then invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Elsewhere, at Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. In northern West Bank, also on Friday, residents of Kfar Qaddoum village and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the settlers' road near the village and close it. Soldiers then attacked them using tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. This week, the protest ended with clashes between local youth and Israeli soldiers. Many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad resigned from his post this week. The resignation bred various reactions as the Palestinian Authority faces a financial crisis. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari.
United States and some other European countries voiced reservation over the resignation of Fayyad. The resignation came as the Palestinian Authority faces a financial crisis with reported debts of $4 billion. Earlier this month, some voices within the ruling Fatah Party in the West Bank had pressed for the man's resignation, while some external parties, including the United States and European countries, urged the former high-ranking World Bank official to wait. Britain had considered Fayyad as being a man of nation-building. In the Gaza Strip, the rival Hamas party welcomed the resignation as the right step towards conciliation with the Fatah Party. Also from Gaza, Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh headed for Qatar this week. A spokesperson of the Hamas government in the territory, Taher al-Nuno, said in a statement that Haniyeh will be discussing two main issues, conciliation with Fatah and Qatari efforts to reconstruct the war-torn Gaza. Meanwhile, some Palestinian political factions called for the acceleration of conciliation efforts based on previous understandings mediated by both Qatar and Egypt. Last month, Qatar called for an Arab summit meeting involving some Arab countries to be held in Cairo. President Abbas of Fatah, who is visiting Turkey, had welcomed the call, given one representative delegation, excluding the Hamas party. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
This week, Palestinians all over the West Bank and Gaza marked the Political Prisoners' Day with protests. Meanwhile, the Israeli army conducted at least 71 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 40 Palestinians, including 7 children. IMEMC's Ghassan Manoura reports.
Across the West Bank and Gaza, Palestinians marked the Political Prisoners' Day as 4 long-term hunger-striking detainees continue to refuse food in protest of the Israeli army ill-treatment and the policy of administrative detention in which the Israeli army holds Palestinians for long times without charges. Dozens gathered here at Arafat Square in Ramallah City on Wednesday of this week, chanting in support of hunger-striking detainee Samer al-Isawi, who has been on and off hunger strike for more than 250 days. Isawi was released from 7 years of detention 2 years ago during the prisoner swap deal between Israel and Palestinian groups in Gaza, but the army rearrested him last July, claiming he violated the deal's terms. Isawi's mother attended the protest.
I am demanding from all the free world, the free leaders, to work hard to release my son Samer. I am making this demand as a human being. Samer is a human being. He's not an olive tree. If they uproot it, we will plant a new one. Or a house. If they demolish it, we rebuild it once more. But he's a human being. And if he dies, he can't be replaced.
Among those protesting this week for prisoners was Khadr Adnan, who was freed last year by the Israeli army after conducting a 66-day-long hunger strike.
I started my hunger strike in protest of my repeated arrest by the army. The way they violently interrogated me and the administrative detention. During my hunger strike, they used to insult me, put me in solitary confinement, force me to stand for long hours, and jail me with Israeli criminals to force me to stop my strike, but they failed.
According to the Palestinian Ministry of Political Detainees, since Israel occupied the West Bank and Gaza in 1967, its army has arrested 800,000 Palestinians, the equivalent of 20% of the entire population. 78,000 of those were arrested in the past 13 years. Randa Wahbe from Ad-Damir, the Association for Prisoner Support and Human Rights, said that the conditions for the Palestinian prisoners are deteriorating.
The situation of the prisoners right now is possibly the worst that it has been in years. We are seeing that there are that the situation is becoming increasingly dangerous for the prisoners. Not only are we seeing an increase in arrests, but we're seeing that the Israeli prison service and the military courts are no longer heeding to any of the calls or demands by international organizations or the prisoners themselves.
Two Palestinian prisoners died in Israeli army custody this year. In February, Arafat Jaradat died after being interrogated and tortured by Israeli soldiers. Earlier this month, Maysar Abu Hamdiya died due to an advanced case of cancer, which the army refused to treat in time. In other news, in the Gaza Strip this week, the Israeli forces stationed along the border fence opened fire on Monday and wounded a Palestinian civilian while grazing his sheep east of Al-Burej refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. Moreover, this week, Israeli Navy continued to chase fishermen at sea. On Sunday and Monday of this week, Israeli gunboats stationed off the coast of Al-Waha Resort, northwest of Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip, opened fire twice at Palestinian fishing boats. As a result, the fishermen returned to shore, fearing that they would be wounded or arrested. No casualties or material damage were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 13 to 19, 2013. Occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Ishmael.